Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 15th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. An update on a story you heard this morning about TikTok. U.S. and Chinese negotiators have reached a framework deal on whether the video sharing app can operate in America just days before it was set to be banned. Beijing likely conceded to a deal to keep alive its ambition for President Trump to visit China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the deal will be confirmed by President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping after a call on Friday. Plus, in its biggest iPhone software change in years, Apple has rolled out Liquid Glass as part of its iOS 26. The update is available for iPhone 11 or newer models. Apple jumped from iOS 18 to 26 to match the year. Liquid Glass has a translucent, shimmery look. Menus are see-through, giving everything a layered appearance. Other new features include a built-in assistant that waits on hold for users and spam text filtering. Finally, the publisher of Rolling Stone and The Hollywood Reporter is suing Google, alleging that the artificial intelligence summaries that appear atop search results are illegally using its reporting and depressing online traffic. Penske Media is the first major U.S. news company to challenge Google and its parent Alphabet in court over the growing use of AI. A Google spokesman said, quote, "With AI overviews, people find search more helpful and use it more, creating new opportunities for content to be discovered," adding that the company will defend against the lawsuit's claims. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.